Good afternoon, everyone. Evening, and welcome. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this Wednesday, the 24th of January, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey. And this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me as co-host for this evening, well, a true thought criminal extraordinaire, Stephen Douglas Whitener. Stephen.
Howdy, Richard. Thanks very much for having me. Hello, RBN, all you thought criminals out there. I'm thrilled to be here committing thought crime with all of you. You're all thought criminals just for listening, too. I hope you know that. Of course, I guess RBN does know that already.
And are you continuing to whiten the environment, Mr. Whitener?
Well, yeah. You know, spreading light and white wherever I go.
Spreading white and white. All right. and we have a special correspondent with us today, don't we? From I mean, with everything going on right now, you know, the election and World War III looming, gay frogs, we have none other than Mr. Alex Jones here in the studio. Alex.
Well, I'm in here in Greenville, South Carolina, not too far from where Mr. Whitener is at. I got to tell you, I'm here on the ground reporting, boots on the ground. We're going to have Vivek on later, who introduced Trump last night after he defeated the whore of Babylon, Nikki Haley, the Kama Sutra expert, the street crapper professional. And I'm here in South Carolina waiting for her to come down. I gave her my number. Maybe she'll interview. I gave MTG my number. I gave AOC my number. I gave all of them my number, waiting for them to respond to me, the tip of the spear, folks.
Wow. Stephen, do you have any questions for Mr. Yeah, Alex, Jones?
Alex, listen, may I call you Alex first of all, sir?
Well, first of all, you need to call me Alexander Emmerich Jones. If I get sued again in a fake Cindy Hood trial, they can't take my fake money from Joe Rogan.
Are you about to become the artist formerly known as Alex Jones, maybe?
I'm the artist formerly known as AJ.
Oh, brilliant, sir. Well, listen, I just want to know if you've heard from Leanne McAdoo lately, you know? I mean, y'all were pretty tight one time. And then I want to ask you a serious question after that, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, answer about Leanne.
Well, you know, I didn't want to make breakfast, and I didn't want to buy breakfast. You know, I've been listening to like, Tom Likas 101 lately, and I got to tell you, I'm going MGTOW now. I'm fixing to get another divorce for my fifth Jewish wife. And so now I was just like, you know, hey, baby, you know, you got what you could get for me. I'm a beef fat cheeseburger. If you don't like it, deaf to the new world order. It doesn't matter to me. I didn't want to take her to Waffle House. She wanted to go. And that's the whole story.
Our heart breaks, Alex. Okay, so I want to know what you think about Joe Biggs getting all that time, and you're still running around out here.
Joe Biggs is an operative. He secretly works for the WEF, the World Economic Forum. He's trying to help bring in domestically disease X. And so that's where he's at. I have nothing to do with that guy. Nor do I have anything to do with these feds. They're trying to bring my operation down. I am the tip of the spear.
So all these guys, 1,200 guys, people locked up January 6th are feds, right? That's the way
they're
Alex
really
sees
not. I just heard Paul in California yesterday on their channel, and I got to tell you, they're really not locked up. They're all feds. It's all fake. Nobody ever got arrested. There's nobody incarcerated. It's all fake. They're all there to destroy me, sir.
Well, I'm glad you were able to find time out of your day to join us here on RBN, and I'll turn it back over to you, Richard. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, what about internationally? with your analysis on the geopolitical front. First of all, I mean, this October 7th attack that we had in Gaza, I mean, this Hamas attack, many suggest it's engineered. So what do you think? I mean, did the Saudis engineer it to blame it on Israel?
Look, you know what I'm saying here. I love Jews. I love Arabs. I love blacks. I love mulattoes. I love gelatos. I love Ben and Jerry's ice cream, of course. I love cheeseburgers. I mean, I love everybody. Red, white, brown, yellow, purple, aliens, whatever, interdimensional pedo rapists. I love them all. The bottom line is we have to come together to defeat these people. That's my stance on the whole thing. And, you know, my stance is more crisp and in tune with reality than a New York bagel cooked at the right temperature with a schmear on it. That's my position.
Okay. Well, and as far as what we could expect with the future, I mean, you know, this economy is certainly tanking. You know, we have Chinese invading, Alex. You know, I mean, their currency is going to supersede ours globally with BRICS and what have you. I don't know. I mean, we have disease X. Okay, what do you have to say about disease X, Alex?
Well, let me talk about BRICS, first of all. I'm hard as a brick, and you can ask Blair White that when she sits on my lap every time. But seriously, look, I am the only opposition to the globalists, to the Illuminists, to the Germanic death cults, okay? We're going to defeat the New World Order by me eating a lot of gelato and radical hummus. I love hummus, too. I love the Lebanese people. I love the Gaza people. I love the Palestinians. Free Palestine, but Israel first, you know, because all three of my kids are Jews and, you know, I have the right of entry. That's my position.
And disease X, Alex?
Disease X, well, you know, that's why I didn't take Leanne to Waffle House.
Okay. You know, before we get any further, Stephen, isn't there an announcement you wanted to make regarding this Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday, the survivors of the USS Liberty are going to be on RBN at 4 to 7 p.m. Yes, sir. That's true. Alex, what do you got to say about that? I mean, Alex just, I had to hit the mute a couple of times, Alex. I'm sorry. I just, yeah.
Can't let you hear what's going on here. I'm getting deep intel from deep state whistleblowers. You know, they're going down on me right now, giving me all the information, and I can't tell you everything that's happening, so I have to put it on mute so I don't violate top secret info. So that's why I'm doing that. Right. And also, to have a radio show, there's no feedback. But mainly to keep out the deep state whistleblowers from revealing too much as they're calling me at the same time on Skype through Bill Gates, who I'm against. But I have Bill Gates whistleblowers who work for Microsoft, who control Skype. They're actually calling me during this broadcast right now, giving me intel as the show progresses. And I'm telling you, they are scared crapless. They are scared. They're quaking in their boots. We are the tip of the spear. Did you see Vivek Street Crapper last night, Ramaswamy, introduced Donald Trump in the New Hampshire victory over the Kama Sutra legend, Nikki Haley? Did you see that?
Steven?
I missed that, but I did want to ask you who you thought Trump would pick for the running mate.
Okay, can I quit doing Alex Jones now?
Oh, who is this? Oh, no, what happened to Alex? Okay, all right. We have to have Alex depart anyway, but we do have Mr. Michael Sledge, who's here to join the broadcast. Mike, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, brother. And I got to say, man, great question, Stephen. You know, I think, look, it's clear that elections are frauds. They're rigged. They're selections, not elections. Anybody that believes that Donald Trump is not part of the system is ridiculous, okay? He's part of the WEF. Vivek Ramaswamy is part of the World Economic Forum. They're all part of the same. This is kayfabe wrestling, folks. Okay, this is what it is. This is all fake. But here's my take on what you just asked me. Nikki Haley is playing her role. Now, Alex Jones, oh, not Alex Jones, but Donald Trump, same thing, right? Would say that I would never put it on as VP. It's ridiculous. She's a liar. She's awful. She's horrible. But he put Mike Pence on as VP as a VP last time, who was the ultimate Indiana deep state shill, if you will, for lack of a better word. Here's my opinion. They know the Republican Party. This is just politics now. I'm going to get into the gay world of politics because you have to if you're going to ask these kind of questions to me. Nikki Haley, they're trying to attract suburban white women over to the Republican Party after the Roe v. Wade decision, okay? Now, a lot of people, I used to be involved in polling and running campaigns back when I was in college and the Young Republicans and all that, and I can tell you that state by state, in the swing states, Donald Trump is a weak candidate. He's very weak. He's very strong in the Republican primaries with his MAGA base, FAGA base, whatever you want to call it. He's very strong with that. But when you get into Pennsylvania, the suburbs, you get into Ohio, you get into even Georgia, Metro Atlanta, I'm very familiar with, he needs a VP who he may be attacking now. But remember, he made her ambassador to the UN, and not only did he make Nikki Haley ambassador to the UN when he was president the first time, but he made it a cabinet-level position, which has never been done before. So my opinion on this is kayfabe. This is WWF wrestling, and Nikki will eventually come into his camp. This is a possibility. I'm not saying I'm going to be right here, but I think it's a great possibility. This would be a great ruse because he could say, I got to consolidate the party, folks. We got to win. Crooked Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe is so evil. We have to make sure we win. There's too much at stake here. And so this is the, from a political, from like a basic 101, normie political perspective, she would make his best VP. Not the MAGA people would hate her, but they will still vote for Trump at the end of the day, no matter what he does. Okay, they voted for him when he picked Pence, and Pence was a weak, horrible pick for VP. He's already put her in his cabinet. I think this is all a ruse, and I think it's a ruse to build her up somewhat as a candidate in opposition to him, to play the woman card, the whammon card, and then they'll come together, kind of like Reagan and Bush did in 81. Because remember, the Reagan people hated Bush, and Bush called it voodoo economics, and Reagan was the so-called quote-unquote populist candidate, the quote-unquote America First candidate. He hung out with the John Birch Society and all this garbage. And
Red Rodney.
Yeah, exactly. So the ticket eventually ended up being Reagan Bush, right?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that example because they were split
This is no big deal. This is politics 101.
And I agree with you that it is just a show, but the story is that they came in the media, the dominant media culture of the day, and threatened Reagan with zip coverage if he didn't, at the convention, supposedly.
It might be true, but who knows? And Donald Trump is compromised with 95 indictments or 91, whatever it is. He's got a lot of stuff going on. He's losing real estate in New York, which I think is ridiculous, by the way. As much as I can't stand the guy, I think he's a flim-flam man. But the bottom line is, they already got him compromised in many ways. And, I think they're building up. Because remember, I've said for over a year, I think even on Richard's show, like a year and a half ago when we used to do shows here in RBN, I told Richard, I said, the key to winning elections is the swing vote in the swing states. You know, regardless of whether they're rigged or not, but who is the swing vote? They're white suburban women between the age of 55 and 30. Okay. That's who they are. And, you know, he has to have, you know, so they're slowly trying to build a narrative in the GOP for, you know, the populist, you know, MAGA QAnon thing with Trump to appease the conservatives. And then they're creating this countercurrent on purpose where he'll be forced to consolidate with a more establishment candidate like Nikki Haley, who is pro-choice. Okay. And I will tell you this. I think that the overturning of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court was the biggest mistake the Republican Party ever made. Okay. Regardless of your opinion on abortion, whatever your spiritual beliefs are, politically it was suicide because it alienated white suburban women who make like between $75,000 to $300,000 a year, who live in the suburbs of major metropolitan areas like Philadelphia, like New York, like but more importantly, swing states, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Atlanta, you know, even in Texas, Florida, et cetera, et cetera. So I think this is a fake battle that he's playing into, and they're going to make it look like that these two are going to go. But eventually, I believe it's possible that that ticket will consolidate, and you'll have a Trump-Haley ticket, if that answers your question.
And here we are talking about it like it wasn't just in our face, ripped away with, you know, this charade the last time. And yes, it's happened before. It happens over and over. But the last time, the whole world was watching. It was kind of like, that's what they chanted, you know, in 68 in Chicago. But this time, the whole world was watching us become the banana republic that we've been for a while. But it's so that was so in your face. You know, it's like, I agree with you. It's just all for show.
Yeah, and I'm one of you that don't actually believe that the last election, I'm just going to make a lot of people mad. I know you got a lot of MAGA people, but, you know, in 2019, I did shows on my old network where I actually said that I thought Trump was going to lose re-election to Joe Biden. And I said I thought it would be close, and it was a close election. But ultimately, do I think it was stolen the way that the January 6th thing people think it was or that kind of thing? No, I do not believe that. The problem with Trump is internal polling in swing states. I used to do polling, and I'm not trying to shill for the establishment, but Trump is the establishment, you know? I mean, you know, so what I'm saying is when you look at, look, in order for any Republican, and it really wouldn't matter if it's Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley or anybody they got running, Vivek, it wouldn't matter. You know, the polling data, you know, you can look at national polling, but when I used to do polling, it's very interesting. National polling does not give you a picture of what the electorate is, okay? Okay, so, you know, I think you have a situation here where Trump is polling even or even a couple points behind Joe Biden right now in a national vote. If you look at the factor.
Oh, there's the music. Stick around and we'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Here on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener and guest Michael Sledge. And, well, I don't know, we were cut off a little abruptly there, but, you know, there's one thing I wanted to, first point out. I mean, regardless of what you say, and maybe I had more to add about the polling, Mike, but I mean, I saw so much footage, you know, of, you know, these leftist, what do they call them? Harvesters, right? You know, vote harvesters, you know, at the mailboxes, you know, shoving huge amounts in the mailboxes. And then, well, the post office, just so much evidence, even on video, of how complacent and from eyewitnesses the post office was in this, keeping people out of areas, boarding up windows and all this sort of thing. Yep. So.
Yeah, that's typical Democratic behavior. They do that every election. It's just that now in the age of the cell phone, in the age of online media and streaming services, we can see their corruption more plainly. The Republican Party has always been horrible at getting out the vote to a certain extent. The Democratic Party is a machine. Like, if you understand politics, look, I used to be immersed in politics. Now I don't care about it because it really doesn't matter whether a Republican or a Democrat wins. You're going to get the same globalist, kosher platform. They're always going to real blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really matter.
Ballot harvesters was the phrase I had.
You're going on
for quite a long time, and you were keeping up with this in the Ron Paul era. You were really serious about it.
Yeah. And COVID made it easier, and that was one of the reasons why the COVID scam was such a big deal, because they wanted to make sure that they had the ability to totally rig it, because at the end of the day, they'd be able to introduce more of the agenda of the Oy Vey world order easier with the Democrats in charge than the Republicans. But, you know, they really don't care at the end of the day. They have both parties for a reason. They're two wings connected to the same Oy Vey bird of prey, as I always say. But here's the key. Yes, there was election fraud. Yes, the election was stolen in many ways, but they always do that. And here's the question I have for the Republican Party and those that support Donald Trump. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to create a Republican machine that steals votes the same way that they do? Because that's what you're going to have to do to win. And because here's why. If it's a landslide election, when I used to be involved in politics, Richard and Stephen, you know, it was, if you're ahead in the polls above the plus or minus percentage point, which most realistic polling is plus or minus 3 or 4%, anything above that is a ridiculous poll. But in the world of real politics, if you're plus or minus 3 to 4, it's somewhat a legitimate poll, okay? So, you know, here's the key. In order to overcome that, you have to win in a landslide election. And it overcomes the ballot harvesting, the fraud, the mail-in votes, all that kind of stuff they always pull. And so I don't think the Republican Party, because I think the Republican Party's purpose is to purposefully lose for white people. I've been saying this for years. The purpose of the Republican Party is to be a loser party for the white constituency in this country. And I stand by
it. And it's not the white way to win anything by cheating, deception, fraud, illegal activity. So, yeah, I mean, there may be some Jews at the top of the Republican party, but for the by and large, that's why they're not going to be able to fight fire with fire, as you said.
But they should do that if they had any balls. But here's the point. Look, because there is no morality in politics, okay? You win any way you can win, in my opinion. And that's what separates me from a traditional conservative or whatever. Because if you're going, you know, I used to tell people, if you lie to a liar, does that lie really mean anything? No. It's negative morality, okay? So what I'm saying here, what I'm trying to tell you tonight is the internal polling of the swing states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, blah, 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 Wisconsin, Arizona, it's going to come down to the same exact race that you had in 2020. And therefore, if I'm betting money in a casino, you know, and you ask me to make a prediction, I'm going to put my money on the that it's always won, and that's the Democratic Party, because they know how to rig elections in close elections. I hear the music.
Much more to touch on. Stick around, gentlemen, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Here on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with Stephen Douglas Whitener and Michael Sledge. And so, well, if you want to continue, Mike.
Well, yeah, so I hope my sound sounds better now. I don't know what happened, but anyway, let me just say this, that the internal polling shows an exact repeat of 2020 for those Trump tards that are interested in this information, because you're not going to win in a landslide. And the reason you're not is because the abortion issue alone is a big issue for suburban women, and that is the swing vote, in fact. And then you got all the illegals that have crossed over since Biden has come in. They're all going to be registered. They're all going to vote, okay? This is not like, you know, something, you know, that we've known.
And you do have like the young people conditioned, not just by academia, but like all of Hollywood, you know, the Whoopi Goldbergs and what have you, saying that it'll be the end of the world, the Fourth Reich, if Trump is in office again. That, you know, that he'll start ordering MAGA supporters to start killing Democrats. These are some of the things we're actually hearing out there.
Yeah, and see, and the Republican Party is not willing to double down, because the Republican Party's only purpose, Richard, is to lose. The Republican Party's purpose is to lose. The only reason that Trump was allowed to win in 2016 was because he ran against Hillary, who everybody hated.
And of course, I mean, it would be great if it were like the Fourth Reich with another Trump presidency. But go ahead. It'll never happen.
No, never going to happen. So what you're facing now, if you're into normie politics, which I'm not, but we still have to talk about this because, you know, I spent over 30 years researching, you know, normie politics to tell you this, that the internals, and it was actually interesting. I still watch mainstream news. I watched Fox News last night during the New Hampshire primary, and the internals, even though Trump won handily, the internals were horrible for a national election because, you know, in New Hampshire, independents can switch and vote, not Democrats, but independents can switch and vote. And he lost that. And that was almost by the same margin that he lost in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona. It's very close, but in a close election, Richard, he can't win without the machine that the Democratic Party has. And that's just what I know from all my years of working in politics, you know? So.
And it is true that, I mean, he may have won a bit more favor with, say, adult male black voters with that mugshot, you know, and going. But I mean, all the female voters, all of the younger voters who are black, and even black being only a, you know, marginal percentage of the population, like you say, all these illegals, the female vote. I mean, he's seen as a total misogynist. There's the Roe v. Wade. Stephen, your thoughts.
Well, talking about the upcoming one, I have to think that you're right about a lot of that because I saw all of these caravans or whatever you want to call them, lines of people, long lines of people coming through the jungles toward the United States, and they're all chanting Biden, Biden, Biden. They just love Biden, and just like you said, they're going to find a way to put them where they're needed in those swing states, the swing vote. To become the swing voters too there as well. So it's just like you said, all a show. So I agree with that. My reason for bringing up Nimrod being here in Malden, South Carolina was I'd love to go down there with a big sign. Where's, you know, Tony from Chicago? We could go down there with a big old sign that says, "Hey, Nikki, we'll never forget," with the flag on it, because, you know, it came down under her watch when she was governor here. People, if you all the rest of the country don't know that about Nikki Haley, the St. Andrew's Cross came down off of the state house, moved from the state grounds. I mean, not from, but yeah, you know, under her watch.
Okay. Now, of course, she was a shameless shill for Israel when she was ambassador to the UN. Go ahead, Mike.
But that's the whole point, is that, you know, in order for the Republican Party to win nationally in a presidential race, they got what's called running the table. And running the table even existed back in the early 90s when I was working on campaigns. And that is, to run the table, if you're a presidential candidate, it means you have to carry Pennsylvania, Georgia, Florida, Arizona, Wisconsin, Ohio, possibly Michigan, okay? And there's no way with the Democratic machine in Cincinnati, in Cleveland, in Detroit, with the Democratic machine even in Miami. I mean, even Florida was close for Trump in 2020. People forget Ron DeSantis became governor. But, you know, Trump didn't really – he didn't win by a huge margin until they got to the panhandle of Florida. So when you look at the state, you know, and this is such a boring – I mean, I like talking about it because I love numbers and I love politics. But ultimately what I'm saying is Donald Trump's purpose is to lose. Because after 2016, he's lost every race he's been in. He lost the 2018 congressional races. He had no coattails. Even Reagan carried in a Republican majority in 84 after he got elected. This guy couldn't even do that. He lost again in 2020. yeah, there was ballot harvesting and all that, but you can't steal an election if it's not close.
You know, I think the optics and just the message, you know, the icon of white, conservative, traditional male being shamed between January 6th, all these other charges, they built that up. And then if he had another presidency, it would look like the slate was cleaned or at least even, and they'd have to build that up again if they wanted him to eventually walk away with his tail between his legs in shame, on behalf of, white male America, never to be seen from again in higher politics. He's a symbol. And as much as he might be a good wartime president or whatever, and I was theorizing they would plan for him to be in and maybe help with their Middle Eastern war, even if they can't take on Iran with all its backing. I don't know. Yeah, he represents the white male, and they want that to stay in shame. Everything they built up, like I say, to January 6th and all these different charges, they just want, that's what people remember of Trump and nothing after it, except maybe you're right, a bunch of losses.
Yeah. Well, my remembrance of Trump was gun legislation, banning bump stocks, throwing out the NRA's suggestions, acting like Chuck Schumer on gun control, which is what he did. My remembrance
we even now having people find out that one of the Economist cartoons had what looks like the Hamas hand glider thing. Okay, it would be on one side, was it, or something, and then Hamas on the other. So, the same with the presidencies. People suggest, those in charge of, outfits such as who put out the Economist that are planning presidencies quite a few terms into the future, and that this is all planned then. They decide they knew Trump was going to win in 2016. They knew he was going to lose in 2020, and they know what's going to happen in 2024. That's what I'm suggesting then is the one possible. Yeah. If it's all about optics, which I'm suggesting it should be, if my theories are correct, I would think you would agree.
I totally agree. I think, look, here's the dope about the inside the Beltway crowd. Hillary Clinton ran as the establishment candidate against Trump, but honestly, the establishment really did not like her. They didn't mind Bill, when he was controlled by Bill Morris, by Dick Morris, and he triangulated and played the game. But Hillary Clinton is impossible to deal with. She's rancid. She's a horrible person to negotiate with. And they would have rather, they took a gamble in 2016 of, maybe Trump, because of his ego, it will be easier to deal with. But now they've selected Trump as the loser for the UOP. That's my position. He's the loser of the GOP. He's not going to win. He'll never be in the White House again. And that might make a lot of people mad, but I'm telling you, he will not get elected. It's impossible for him to get elected unless they totally rig the election for him in this cycle. And they're not going to do it. Okay, they're not going to do it because it doesn't benefit the ultimate agenda. He has agreed, in my opinion, and he's a very slimy character. Okay, he's agreed behind the scenes, in my opinion, to get a bunch of donations and campaign money coming in from these oligarchs, like a Wynn from the Wynn Casino in Las Vegas, and these other Oy Vey kosher oligarchs. They're giving him money. Well, where's that money going? It's not going to his campaign. It's going into his legal defense fund and his, parachute when he leaves politics. He has no problem taking a dive, okay? No problem at all. And look, he's not dumb. The guy's running all these businesses and whatever, blah, blah, blah. He sees the internal polling. The internal polling shows he has to run the table to win. And I know this makes a lot of people mad, but he has to run the table to win the next election. The next election will even be closer, or if not as close as the 2020 election, because of the illegals. You don't think the Democratic Party is going to, get all these illegals coming in to be Democratic voters? Of course they are. It's a voting bloc. They've always done this, So This is a joke. You know,
to support that further, I mean, a lot of people these days joke about how Zelensky, you know, was this ridiculous actor. But the Trump, I mean, you know, he had The Apprentice show. Is that much different?
Yeah, he's already had his time as being president, and he did what he was supposed to do. He gave Israel everything they wanted. He made Israel great again, not America. And now his job is to completely make sure that, look, people say it's not going to be Joe Biden. It doesn't matter. It's the Democratic machine. We have a one-party system in America now. Just like China, okay? We have a one-party system. You have another party that is paid to take a dive, you know?
Let's talk about before we get off to any other topic. I wanted to bring up the Christian Zionist factor. I mean, Jews only make up so much of the pro-Trump electorate. I mean, the body of Trump voters is primarily Christian Zionists, you could say. And that's why, though, it's, you know, impacting further, at least in the way things are perceived, regardless of how much elections are rigged, with the pro-choice, pro-life thing added to the mix. But I mean, in general, it's the Christian Zionist, base, which is largely his voting body, right? His constituents.
Yeah, and I would argue that's why he lost the 2020, because if he still had his 2016 base, it would have been overwhelmingly harder to rig the election with the ballot harvesting and all that. He lost from 2016 to 2020. He lost rural white guys who thought he was based in racialist, for like lack of a better word. Okay, I'm dead serious, you know. Because he ran, you know, a campaign in 2016 where he dog whistled to, you know, pro-white interests and this kind of thing. And he did it on purpose. He knew what he was doing. In 2020, he ran as basically a neocon, you know, or at least like a Robert Taft weak candidate that could be taken over. And so, you know, he lost a lot. If you look at the margin of error in the 2020 race in the ballot harvesting, the amount, even like from like weirdos like Mike Lindell, you know, the crackhead CEO of MyPillow. If you look at the ballot harvesting, the numbers still don't add up. He lost rural people in Appalachia and other places that voted for him in 2016 that left him because he folded on a lot of things. The killing of Soleimani, big problem. The bombing of Syria, 2 months into his presidency. The COVID scam. I mean, he's the one behind the jab. He was the one behind Fauci. He was the one behind Dr. Birx.
And he's, I mean, he ran as like a alt-right with some libertarian vibes in 2016. But then, through his whole presidency, all he could do on stage is talk about all the things he's doing for blacks and Hispanics, never white people.
Yeah, but that's the same trick. Let me tell you. Blacks will never vote in mass for a Republican candidate. It'll never happen in our lifetime. I'll tell you that right now. Hispanics will never vote in mass for a Republican candidate, because at the end of the day, the Republican Party will never support the welfare state and the gives me dat that the Democratic Party does. And they can always outspend, and they're willing to outspend to get elected. They have no problem. They're immoral. Like you said earlier, Richard. So it's never going to happen. You know, you might get some black rappers supporting him, this kind of thing, but it'll never transfer. Okay, so Trump got 8% of the black vote as opposed to Romney, who ran against Obongo before, who got like 4% or 3%. So what? Doesn't matter. That was offcut by suburban white women. So this is what a lot of people that listen to like alternative radio shows, they don't understand the mechanics or how the machine works in politics. Okay. In order to win elections, you got to understand how to appeal to people to get elected. And I still think, by the way, I'm not totally like, for lack of a better word, blackpilled. you know, this is actually a great thing, because the more the GOP loses, the better chances we have in state elections, which are very important.
We have the break, actually, the last break of the first hour. So hold tight, and we'll be right back.
So excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Sorting through the pretense and how this thing makes sense. Missing frame and how this thing makes sense. Staring into silence.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Here on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener and guest Michael Sledge. And so, Mike, what do you expect then? I mean, we certainly have a ramping up for a Middle Eastern war, no matter who will be in office. I mean, how is that going to affect the election?
I disagree. I mean, I think that the wars are limited. and they're for a reason. Mm-hmm. I've talked to you many times before on previous broadcasts here on RBN about the Eurasian shift and the calculated taking over of territories in the Middle East and the shift to the East with Russia being given more power, more territory, China given more power and territory. I don't think that Russia or China are operating outside of the system at all. I think they're doing what they're supposed to do. And I really don't think you're going to see World War III. I think it's impossible to have World War III. Yeah. I think World War III is a joke when China makes most of the engines and the bolts and the hardware for our military aircraft and other weapons of war.
And microchip circuit boards, everything requires them these days, too. Yeah.
But here's where I do see hope, okay? I do see hope. In that I think that the mistake they're making is not in, you know, the mistake they're making is trying to push Trump again to lose as a way of defeating and destroying rural America or red state America, whatever you want to call it. But I think ultimately that plays into our hands because the truth is, if I was going to set up a political party today, it would be a party that would look more, it would be pro-labor. It would be, you know, the UAW today, Richard, just endorsed Biden, which is a huge deal. You know, Trump went to the UAW site where they're making cars, lobbied for their support. He lobbied with the Teamsters, and the unions still endorse the Democratic Party. This is a big deal. The Republican Party's biggest mistake they ever made was not only on being race traitors to white people in this country, to the majority population, but also of being, corporate traitors to the working class, you know?
Oh, yeah, outsourcing all the jobs.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, you look at the biggest immigration policy actually came in 1986. And I hear the music.
Yeah, no, look forward to hour two with you gentlemen. All right, stick around, folks, and we will be back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.